Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, as we look at the readings, I want you to pay a particular attention to certain things. So let's start with the first reading that comes from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. This is what he says. Brothers and sisters, as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was proclaimed to you by us, Silvanus and Timothy and me, was not yes and no, but yes has been in him. For however many are the promises of God, their yes is in him. Therefore, the amen from us also goes through him to God for glory. But the one who gives us security with you in Christ and who anointed us is God. He has also put his seal upon us and given the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. He's given us the Holy Spirit as a first installment. What awaits us? What is there for us? God has prepared eternal life for us, where there's no more suffering, no more pain, no more hardship. Brothers and sisters, that's heaven. And that's what God has in store for us. But to gain heaven, we need to put into practice some things. I've often said to people, look honestly at yourself or with one other person to help you, but look honestly at yourself and say, what's the worst thing I've done? What's the worst thing I've done? Or what's the worst habit I have? Think honestly, courageously, look at yourself. And then take whatever that is and lift it to the Lord and say, Lord, teach me. Teach me. Because as Paul's letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18 says, brothers and sisters, as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was proclaimed to you by us, Silvanus and Timothy and me, was not yes and no, but yes has been in him. For however many are the promises of God, their yes is in him. I'm repeating this because I want you to really hear it. Therefore, the amen from us also goes through him to God for glory. But the one who gives us security with you in Christ and who anointed us is God. He has also put his seal upon us and given the Spirit in our hearts as a first installment. He loves us. He's preparing us. He's given us free will. He's offered us so much to help us to eternal life and to help others in this life. Please take advantage of all that God has gifted us. Read that passage in Scripture in Corinthians. Read the first chapter, first two chapters, and think about that. God promises so much if we are faithful to him. I can't just go anywhere I want to go and say, oh, God will save me. No. But it's in this life, loving him and following him as best you can. He knows we're imperfect. Follow him as best you can. Ask him to help you every day. Help me, Lord. And you will find over time that God is helping you and showing you the way. And I know that that's going to take a lot of practice. Don't worry about it. Just do it. If you fail, just say, Lord, I'm sorry, I'll try again. That's what God needs. Lord, let your face shine on me, says Psalm 119. Wonderful are your decrees. Therefore, I observe them. The revelation of your words sheds light, gives understanding to the simple. I gasp with open mouth in my yearning for your commands. Turn to me in pity as you turn to those who love your name. Steady my footsteps according to your promise. Let no iniquity rule over them. No wickedness rule over anything in me. Let that not happen. Let your countenance shine upon your servant and teach me your statutes. Show me your way. Help me to understand it. It's a good practice at different times in life to sit down and read the catechism. Read scripture every day. Readings of the day are fine, but God has so much for us, gifts he wants to give us. And we keep thinking, I've got to do it. I've got to do it. No, you don't. God with you will do it. And that's what we want. It doesn't mean we're perfect. We ask forgiveness when we fail, but we keep striving, moving toward being more and more like our Master as much as God gives us the grace to do that. He loves you. You know that, don't you? I don't care where you've been. I don't care what you've come out of. I don't care what your difficulties are. You are loved by God. Bring it all to him. Bring it all to him. Everything. He will hear you. And the Gospel of Matthew today, chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Jesus said to his disciples, this is to the disciples, Jesus said to his disciples, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled on foot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light, that's you. Does God shine through you? I don't mean holy of holies where you're not really human. I don't mean that. I mean cooperating with God's grace day by day, moment by moment, asking forgiveness when you fail. Pick yourself up by God's love and start again. Your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Heavenly Father. Have you ever influenced anyone else? Many of you have. Please, brothers and sisters, or to be able to say to a couple of close friends, this is my difficulty or that's my difficulty. If you want to, you don't have to. But you could say, could you join with me in prayer that I may overcome this sinfulness or this obstacle? You can do that. We need one another, brothers and sisters. We need God first of all. But then we do need our brothers and sisters. Thank him every day for giving us another day. Then ask him, how can I live today that will be pleasing to you? I could be kinder to my workmates. I could be nicer to my boss. I could help out my son who needs help right now in his difficulties. Whatever the case may be, brothers and sisters, bring it to the Lord and ask him, what can I do? What can I do to be better? And I want to read to you today from a passage by Blessed Cecilia Merloni. She died in the year 1930, and this is what she says. Always try to be good and generous and to walk with giant steps along the way of holiness. to which you have been called. Love consists in sacrifice and virtue. It's hard. Ask God for help. Ask friends who can pray with you for help. Be generous, and the Sacred Heart will reward your every effort in a much greater way than you can imagine. Always try to act with integrity under God's gaze, forgetting yourself to ease the suffering of another. Try to be patient with troublesome persons, bearing in silence all the sufferings that may afflict your heart, spirit, and body. And then she writes, I embrace you in the Sacred Heart of Jesus and enclose you there with the key of prayer, which I leave in the Virgin Mary's hand, that she may keep watch over you and not let the devil snatch you from that haven of peace and charity, wherein souls are inflamed and purified and thus made worthy of heaven. Jesus states in his gospel that whoever deprives himself of something in this life for love of God will receive the hundredfold of what he has sacrificed. This hundredfold is perfection, or rather, it is Jesus Christ who is received in reward. Possessing Jesus, we become, in the most heavenly of ways, we become rulers of the entire world. We have conquered the enemy by God's grace, by turning him. I can't tell you how many times a day I say, Jesus, help me with this, or Lord, help me out with this. Jesus, show me the answer. Jesus, help me what to write here. I ask him. And then I just sit for a few minutes quietly. And every once in a while, I get an idea that's not my own. I know it's not my own. And it's a good one. Thank God. Brothers and sisters, you are that loved. You are that loved. Please take everything to him. Read his word daily. I've said that to you before, but you can't not do that. That's where it all begins. Read daily the Word of God. Please, take out your Bible, find a Bible, get a Bible, and read carefully what God's Word is, and he will help you, for he loves you beyond price. You are his. You don't belong to just your parents. You belong to him, first of all. And he wants each of us to return to him, seeking him, loving him, if possible, even happy, because it's quite a journey. But it's to see the face of God. Have you ever imagined that or thought about that? Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I want to see the face of God. I'll probably die in the process, but God bless us all.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.